Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about a Heavenly Father being the finisher. What He starts in our life, He will complete. Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I've been using this as a base scripture. Being confident of this very thing, that He which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Yeshua. As long as we turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, then He will fulfill our purpose in our lives. Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. Those of you who listened to my message yesterday, I was talking about how the new year, according to the Father, is on Nisan 1 of every year. And this year it's April 8th. 6 o'clock on April 8th starts the new year. So don't close out the year on December 31st when the Father is not finished with the year. Who are we to close out a year when He's the one that sets up the days, the months, and the seasons, and the years? Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, "And the Father spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." Now, if you go to Exodus chapter 13 and verse 4, "This day came out in the month Abib." Abib is another name for Nisan. So Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year according to the Father on His calendar. You can't base your spiritual walk with the Father on a Gregorian calendar, a calendar that pagans set up. Nor can you start basing your walk with the Father on 12:01 a.m. starting the day. The day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1, evening in the morning with the first day. So it's very important that right now you're thinking that the year ends and you're in a new beginning. But no, it's not to April 8th. He works with us. The Father works with us on a yearly basis, and He's not finished with the lessons. We haven't passed the test yet. We're not ready to be promoted until we finish these lessons with Him. Now, He can bring certain promotions throughout the year, but every year He has a plan for our lives. And don't take it upon yourself to close out the year. Now, for tax purposes, January and December 31st, and most people are on that basis, but I'm talking about our relationship with the Father. Turn me to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Again, we're talking about the Father being our finisher. He's not finished with us yet. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church." Satan is not interested in every believer. He's interested in those who are part of the Father's remnant. If you want to be in the majority, you're going to have a problem, because the road to hell is wide and many are going to be found on it. But the road to heaven is straight and narrow and few are found on it. Just because so many people around you believe a certain way, you better search out the Word as to what you believe and what you want. Just because you're in the Word, or you could be allowing Satan to come into your life. In verse 2, "And he killed James, the brother John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. These were the days of unleavened bread." This was the Passover season. "And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four Quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after," it says Easter, but it's really Passover. It's a Greek word, Pasch, P-A-S-C-H, it's Passover, "to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church to the Father for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angels came unto him, and a light shined in the prison." He was in a tough situation, and maybe you're in a tough situation. Maybe you feel like you're in a spiritual prison. Maybe you're in a physical prison. If you're in jail, the Father can show mercy and get you out earlier than you anticipate. Just turn it over to Him. But if you're in a spiritual prison, He can set you free today too. Hallelujah. Verse 7, "And the angel came to him, and a light shined in the prison, and he said, smote Peter on the side and raised him up and said, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off his hands." Do something by faith. Believe the Father one more time. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your purpose, your destiny. Those visions, those dreams that He's given you, don't give up on them. Because His word will come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never pass away. Verse 8, "And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, cast thy garment about thee and follow him. Follow the Father. Your purpose is not finished yet. He's not finished with you. You may be racked in pain, but the Father can heal you in a split second. I believe it and I confess it. And hold on to it for you right now. Verse 9, he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. But when he had passed the first and the second ward that came unto the iron gate that lead into the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and he went out and passed on to one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. See, the Father was not finished with Peter. He still had work for him to do. See, you can't forget that the Father reports, Satan reports to the Father. Satan reports to the Father. He reports to the same boss that you and I do. The Father controls everything. Everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. So he's got it all under control. Verse 11, when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know for surety that the Father sent his angel to deliver me out of the hand of Herod from the expectation of the people of the Jews. The Father still had a work for him to do, and the Father has a work for you to do. Just don't believe the lies of the devil. Go with me to Acts chapter 9, verse 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came unto also the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years. 8 is the number of a new beginning. And was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Yeshua maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. All that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to Yeshua. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and almsdeeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. And when they had washed, they laid her up in an upper chamber. And Peter, they asked Peter to come in verse 39. And Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him unto the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. They were looking to the past, and Peter was looking to the future. What the Father can do to him. Verse 40, but Peter put them all forth. All the people died, he put them out, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. It was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in Yeshua. See, the Father was not finished with Tabitha, and the Father is not finished with you. He still has a purpose. Doesn't matter what's in front of you. I'm not saying you deny what's in front of you, but the Father is not finished with you. He still has a purpose. Doesn't matter what's in front of you. I'm not saying you deny what's in front of you, but again, we're talking about the Father being a finisher, finishing his work in our lives, finishing his purpose in our lives. He could finish your healing today. Maybe you feel better, but he can finish it. He can complete it. Remember in Acts chapter 3, that man was at the gate beautiful. He got perfect soundness. The Father give you perfect soundness today. In John chapter 11, verse 1, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed Yeshua with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Yeshua, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Yeshua heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of the Father. And he loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And verse 16, when he heard therefore they were sick, he abode 2 days in the same place where he was. See, the Father has a beautiful timing for everything. And maybe you feel that the Father has forgotten about you, given up on you. Just because people have given up on you doesn't mean that your Heavenly Father has given up on you. What he starts, he'll finish. After that, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews want to stone you. And you want to go there? He said, verse 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I know, and I'll wake him out of sleep. And they just thought he was talking about sleeping. Verse 14, but Yeshua said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there to attend you. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. One thing I want to mention is that I talk a lot about turning our flesh over to the Father, allowing Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us to the image of Yeshua, because it's so very important. So many people are taking promises out of the promise box, going to the Word and taking these scriptures and confessing it, naming it and claiming it. The Father is not going to do anything. He's not going to bless us unless our character can uphold the blessings. So He wants the fruit of the Spirit to come out of our lives. And the only way is to turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to cultivate, allow Him to bring that fruit out of our lives. And then He'll bless you. And then He'll put a desire on your heart, and then you can name it. Then you can claim it into your life. But don't go about just claiming things out of the Word without turning everything over to the Father, because He knows everything about you. It's so very important. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, I ask You to touch the people out there right now. Bring healing and deliverance. Set them free in the mighty name of Yeshua. I decree a miracle where they need it the most, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is in the mighty name of Yeshua. I decree a miracle where they need it the most. Well, I mentioned our website. There's a message on there called Divorce and Remarriage. And it's a powerful message. And if you are divorced and people are telling you you can't get married again, really need to read my message, search the scriptures that are in there, go to the Father and ask Him what you should do. And if you're in a marriage and you're thinking about divorce, go to my message, Divorce and Remarriage, at henrywalker.org. Read the message, study the scriptures, go to the Father and find out what He wants you to do. Not listening to people and their opinions and a tradition who don't study the Greek word involved, the Greek words involved. So that's on henrywalker.org. But more about this ministry, I've written 3 books. The first one is called Seasons, and it's about all the feast days, how Yeshua fulfilled every feast day with the exception of 3, which He will fulfill in the last days. The second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, how the things that He did in the Word in those months, He wants to repeat in those months, but you need to know when those months begins and ends. So on my biblical calendar page at henrywalker.org, it tells you when each month of the year begins and ends on a Hebrew and a Gregorian calendar, and when each feast day begins and ends on both calendars. And you use that in conjunction with my book. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father did things in the Word and how He wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to be in position to receive. And also my 3rd book that I've written is called We Mystify in the Trinity. And reading this book will really comfort you so much and open your eyes and give you a peace, a beautiful peace in your life when you read that book. And you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. Incidentally, you can get these books at course. I'm only selling to you at course, which is at 772-801-3677. Incidentally, again, get these books at course. I'm only selling to you at 3677, 772-801-3677. Or you can email me at henrywalker.org. Go to contact. Email me your name and address. We'll get the books out. Remember, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m., so if you miss it, you can catch it on one of the other times. And also, if you want to go back to any previous broadcast, go to WCNO.com, click on Demand, click on God's Timing is Everything, and then you see all the broadcasts and just listen to the one you want. We just want to bless you and help you. And remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available. Listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. Apostle Walker, 772-801 Henry Walker is available. Or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? After all, spiders' house is it anyway. With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO. located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-7000.